I've got three short poems. They all have something to do with poetry, I guess. The first one is sort of about art itself. It's called Apples and Oranges. Sometimes we wonder where poems came from, and this came from that phrase, like, this is comparing apples to oranges. Apples and Oranges. God practiced on the kiwi and the pineapple before perfecting the orange and the apple that lounge against each other in a bowl, giving all things a right to be different. The apple puffs its chest. The orange, round like the world, invites you to explore it. Crunch an apple and suck the juice between your teeth. Lick the rose of the skin, eat the flesh. Bite open an orange, then peel it with your fingers, slide a section into your mouth, and make it explode. This one's called Playing Bach in the D.C. Metro, and this goes back to an actual event. The Washington Post asked the famous concert violinist Joshua Bell to play his Stradivarius in a D.C. metro station to see what would happen. And this is about what happened. Playing Bach in the D.C. metro. For a story, the Washington Post had a concert violinist wearing jeans, tennis shoes, and a baseball cap stand near a trash can at rush hour in the D.C. metro and play Bach on a Stradivarius. Partita number 2 in D minor sang to commuters in the station why we must live. 1,000 people streamed by. 7 of them paused, and $32 floated into the open violin case. A cafe hostess who drifted to the door whenever she was free said Bach gave her peace. And children waded into the music as if it was water, listening until rescued by parents who had somewhere to go. And finally, this is a new poem. It's called Sonia. And where did this come from? I bought a used book, and there was an inscription from the poet to Sonia. And so I started wondering who Sonia was and thinking about her. Bought a used book of poems and found below the title the poet's handwritten inscription to Sonia at Drake University, 2005. Sonia's fingers warm each tattered page. I imagine her telling her father how much she loves the poetry of W.D. Snodgrass. He is afraid she'll major in English and marry some sad young man who wears a beret and live with him in a low-rise brick apartment complex where they'll cut coupons to survive. She reads her favorite lines to him, and pride grips his chest so tightly that for a moment he too loves poetry. And he remembers the time his mother read him that poem about the highwayman who came riding, riding on a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. I slide the book between two others on the shelf and hear the scrape of Sonia's backpack across her shoulder as she hurries off to class. Thank you.
Oh,